Okay, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Rav Shloima, for putting the Yarchi Kala together. And we're going to speak about Erev Tavshilin, and I understand there were previous shurim that I was not able to attend on July 4th that spoke about the inyan of Erev Tavshilin, but it's a different topic I'm going to speak about today. So even if you were here, you don't have to worry. Let's begin with the sugya on Tes Zayin Amud Beis in Masechta Peya that discusses the Tes Vav Amud Beis that discusses the takana of Erev Tavshilin. And the Gemara says as follows. Look where the Gemara begins. Minani Mili. How do we know that there is a takana of Erev Tavshilin? The Rishayim explain Erev Tavshilin is the Rabbanon. The Gemara was looking for Asmachta. Omar Shmuel, the Omar Kra, Zachar Esiyah Mashabas Lakadshai, Zachreyu Ma'achar Shabbal Ashkichai. Remember Yom HaShabbos because you are going to forget it. Do something to remember it. And on that, the Gemara explains, this is how some of Farshim learn, my time up, Omar Rava Kideshi Yivrar, Mona Yofel HaShabbos, Umona Yofel Yontif. We are fearful that if a person will cook for Yontif, and Shabbos is right after Yontif, he's going to exhaust all the food. There'll be nothing left for Shabbos. Make an Erev Tavshilin in order to remind yourself that Shabbos is tomorrow, and therefore it will be a covered Shabbos in addition to a covered Yontif. So the takon of Erev Tavshilin is to help Shabbos. Ravashi Yomar, Kideshi Yomru, Ein Oifin Miyantav L'Shabbos, Kalvachayim Miyantav L'Choyl. That the concern here is Yontif. That people could cook from Yontif to the weekdays. So Chazal wanted to teach everyone that you can cook from Yontif to the weekdays by asering Yontif to Shabbos. And people will make a Kalvachayim. If you can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos, Kalvachayim Yontif L'Choyl. And therefore, an Erev Tavshilin is necessary to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. There's no Erev Tavshilin from Yontif to Chayil. So people will say, without an Erev Tavshilin from Yontif to Shabbos, you can't cook. So therefore, it's a kolsh gain. You can't cook from Yontif to Chayil. So therefore, it's really a tzairich and a covet of Yontif. That is the aside of Erev Tavshilin. So according to the first Mandomer, it's not to forget about Shabbos. According to the second Mandomer, it's to teach you that you can't cook from Yontif to Chayil by prohibiting Yontif to Shabbos. People will make a Kalvachayimer, Kolshken, you cannot cook from Yontif to Chayil. So really, as the Gemara indicates here, there's no Isser to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Chazal created the Isser either to remind yourself that you should leave something very good, Amana Yofa, for Shabbos, or to teach us that you should not cook from Yontif to Chayil, Kal v'chaymer, that you can't do from Yontif to Shabbos. And most Paiskim Paskin like Ravashi, that the reason we have an Erev Tavshilin is to teach us that you can't cook from Yontif to Chayil. Now, let's look at the Gemara Pesachim. I'm not certain we have the Gemara Pesachim here. For some reason it was not Xerox, but I'll say it over clearly. I don't think there'll be a problem. The Gemara in Masechta Pesachim says as follows: Ha'oife miyontif l'chol on daf membavo mepeis. If someone bakes from yontif to the weekday, Rav Chisda Amar Leika. Rav Chisda says you get malchus. Rabba Amar Eina Leika. Rabba says you don't get malchus. Rav Chisda Amar Leika. Rav Chisda says you get malchus if you cook from yontif to choyl. Lo yamrinan hoylu mikle yarchim chazle. We don't say that theoretically Archim could have come and therefore you are cooking really Litzarech Yontif because you cooked for Shabbos. You cooked for Chol, rather. If you cooked for Chol, therefore you get Malkus because we don't hold of Chol. Rabba Amar ain't a Leika. Rabba says you're not Leika. What's the reason? Says the Gemara, Chol v'i ikle Archim chazile. Even though really you cooked for the weekdays. But since, theoretically, it can be used for Yontif, even though that wasn't your thought to use it for Yontif, it could have been used for Yontif, that's enough to be considered that you cooked for Yontif, and therefore you do not get Malkus. So we have a Machlaikas, Rav Chisda, and Rabbah, do we say Hoyle or do we not say Hoyle? Now Rashi says here that when we're talking about Ho'ayfa B'yantav L'chol, Rashi says after you ate and you finish your Suda, the Pshitalon D'loichazile Midi Ha'idna Ad Urta Shechol. Rashi says that we're not talking about where you cooked before the Suda. You cooked after the Suda. So therefore it's really not for yourself. So why don't you get Malkus according to Rabbah? Because possibly Archim could come, and it's Chazile L'Archim, therefore the Din Hoyl tells you it is L'Tzoyrich Yontiv. It's Mashma from Rashi, that if you will cook before your Suda, even though you have Kavana for Hoyl, you wouldn't have to have the Din Hoyl, because there is a possibility that you are going to use it for Yontiv. The Hoyl is a Chiddush that really ate already. You don't have any more need to eat yourself. But since Archim could come, and Archim could possibly use the food, that's enough to be considered L'Tzoyrach Yontif. But if you cook before your Suda, it's very possible you eat it yourself. Even though you're not planning to eat it yourself, you don't even need the din of Hoyl. And it would be poshit that if a person cooks on Yontif and he doesn't know whether he's going to use it, let's say you're cooking and you don't know whether you want to eat this dish or not. You cook dessert and you don't know whether you're going to use it. You don't need the din hoyl, because as long as there's a legitimate possibility that you're going to use it, that's considered tzarich yontif. Here we're talking about where you cooked it for chol dafka after the suda. If you cook it for chol after the suda, it's very distant that you are going to use it. Therefore, really you should be like it, if not for the din hoyl. And there's an interesting gemara at the end of Bay on Daf Lamadal that speaks about whether you could shecht a suffik treif on Yontif. So the Gemara has a svara that if you check it later and it came out of treifa, and then you obviously can't use it on Yontif, you're over in Isser Malach on Yontif. Why you over in Isser Malach if you shecht a suffik treifa? Maybe you could have used it on Yontif, just like when you cook something before your Suda, we say there is no Isser whatsoever because you may use it on Yontif. You don't have to cook when you're vavdi going to use it. Only after the Suda do you need the din hoyl. The Teretz is poshut. That over there, when you shecht a suffik treifa, if it was a treifa, it comes out that it was never l'tzarech Yontif. You didn't realize that. But it's a gilui milsal mafreya that it was never l'tzarech yantif. Therefore, you're over a vadai iser when you did it was a suffik. When you determined it to be a treifa, it's a vadai iser. Over here, when you cooked it for later, you didn't know whether you're going to eat dessert or not. So even though you don't eat dessert, but at the time of bishul, it was considered l'tzarech yantif because it wasn't a chsarin in yediya now whether it's l'tzarech yantif. It was a legitimate suffik. Will it be tzarech or won't it be tzarech? But if you do something that we know mitchilosa was not l'tzarech yantif, even though you did not know it, then it's considered a suffik iser. It makes an afkamina l'maisa. A person, let's say, for instance, just to give an example, would carry a key because he doesn't know whether his door is locked or not. Comes to the house, the door is not locked. Therefore, the door was not locked. So therefore it comes out you never needed the key. That would be usher to do. But if a person carries a sefer to shul and he says to himself, maybe I'll learn, maybe I won't learn. Came out he didn't learn. Over there you're not over an iser because it was really a suffik at the time of you did it. It wasn't just a chsar in yediya. Al-Kaponim, it's mashma from Rashi, that's poshet, that you only need in the hoyol is because it's a distant suffik whether you're going to use it. If it's something that you're going to use, if it's a suffik, whether you're going to use it, not a distant suffik, that's called a tzarech yantav l'kul yalma. You don't need hoyl, and it's mutar on yantav. So we have a machloikis, whether there's a din hoyl. Most paiskin paskin, like Rabbah, that you need hoyl. And therefore the Rishonim say that when you cook on yantav for Shabbos, the Erev Tavshilin could only be matar if you have enough time that Archim could come and Archim could eat the food. Because if you don't have enough time for Archim to come and Archim to eat the food, it comes out that you don't have Hoyl. If you don't have Hoyl, so you're really cooking from Yontif to Shabbos like you did. And the Erev Tavshilin, obviously, like the Gemara says in Psachim, can't be Mater an Isser Deraisa. We have to say it's an Isser Derabanan. Then Erev Tavshilin could help. So if you cook early enough that you could say Hoyl, it's only a question of a drabonin. Then Erev Tavshilin helps. But if you cook late in the day, and there isn't sufficient time for Archim to come and for Archim to eat the food that you cook, it comes out you don't have hoyle, and therefore it is also min ha-Torah, and Erev Tashil is not going to help you. Most Paiskim Paskim with hoyle, Chafetz Chaim has nariches, b'shasat chagodol, you could depend on the other mandom, or holds you cook from Yantuf to Shabbos, not because of hoyle, because Sarche Shabbos nasim b'yantuf. But we're going to go with hoyle, which is really the psak of Rav Paiskim, the Chorinim say it, that Rav Paiskim Paskim like Rabba, that you say hoyle. So that's the two sugyas. Now, really, Kipshuta, yeah. Right. Now, Krim Shainim say. Yeah, because the whole din is only a drabon at Erev Tavshilin. What? Zochas Yom Shikai, you learn Kiddush from it. It's definitely a mitzvah. But this Indian, all the Rishonim say, it's only in Asmachta. In fact, I think Rashi says it also of an art. Lav Davka Mikroi, Ahi Asama Asmachta Asmachu Rabban. It's only a Rabban. Now, there is a good makom to say that these two sugyas are totally Zebazeb. Because if you hold like Ravashi, that the reason why we don't cook from Yontif to Shabbos without a tavshin list, the teachers you shouldn't cook from Yontif to Chol. What's so bad if you cook Yontif to Chol? It's only an Issad Rabban of Yod of Chol. So therefore, we make a gzeira that you can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos in order to teach us that you can't cook from Yontif to Chol. If cooking from Yontif to Chol is only Rabbanan, we hold of Chol. So therefore, the Baal Amar says that Rav Ashi and Rabba can't agree with each other. Rav Ashi and Rabba don't agree with each other, because according to Rabba, holds of Hoyle, what's the makom to have this new takana that you can't cook from Yom to Shabbos, to teach you can't cook from Yom to Chol? Yom to Chol is only a Rabbanan. So we should make a gzeira takana there of Tavshilin in order to prevent a person from being over in this Rabbanan. However, the Ramban says in the Pnei Yeshua, in the beginning of the second parak, is machzik in that shita, that even though it's a Rabbanan, we still have a takana, because Chazal felt that one drabonon would fall if you don't have the other drabonon, and that's how it's mashma from Rav Paiskim. They paskin like Rabba that you say hoyol, and still in all, you can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin to teach us that you can't cook from Yontif to Chol. Even if you cook from Yontif to Chol, it's only a drabonon. Chazal made a gzeira l'gzeira, but mokum they thought iloi kaimaha, loy kaimaha. And that is really the sheet of most place. And we paskin hoyle, and we paskin like Ravashi. Now, the Shagas Aryeh says, an interesting Shagas Aryeh, the last Shagas Aryeh in his sefer, I haven't seen anyone bring it down, but he tells the Gevaldik a Chiddush, and we'll see, the Chiddush is Gevaldik, but Lahalacha, it's somewhat modified, Lamaisa. He says that there's a din of hoyle, and there's also a halach of Metaych. We all know what Metaych is. How could a person turn on a light in order to read? It's not Eichel Nefesh. We say, Metaych Shehutu Letzayrach Eichel Nefesh, Hutter Nami Shalai Letzayrach. He says, you don't say Metaych and Hoyle together. Hoyle is a Chiddush, Metaych is a Chiddush. Chazal said, you're allowed to do something not Letzayrach Eichel Nefesh because of Metaych. Fine. But if you're not going to do it for Yontif directly, and you're really going to do it for the next day, and you want to depend on Hoyle, you can't say Hoyle on Metaych. It has to be either Hoyle on Eichel Nefesh or Metaych without Hoyle. So according to the Shagas Aryeh, come out of Chiddush Lahalacha, we'll see it's not so rochach. A person wants to carry his sitter to shul, and his plan is to carry it for the next day Shabbos. Let's say he has a sefer he wants to learn on Shabbos. He can't carry it from Yontif to Shabbos, because since you need Hoyle, if you would need Hoyle, and carrying to learn is not Eichel Nefesh, it's only Mutter Mishum Metaych, you don't say Metaych and Hoyle at the same time. So according to Shagas Aryeh, it would be usher to do a Malacha for Shabbos that requires Hoyle if the Malacha is not Eichel Nefesh. You don't say Metaych and Hoyle together. I once found that Turi Evin himself, I don't remember where I found it, but I saw that Turi Evin himself says not that way. The Shagas Aryeh in his Sefer Turi Evin says not like the Shagas Aryeh in his Shas Tshuvas, the Shagas Aryeh, the Shas Tshuvas, Shaul Teshuvah, according to Reb Chaim, is a more choshev a sefer. He says he learned it when it was an ani gomer, that's Tayr Metaych Anias, and then he became a Rav Saif Yomov, and it seems that he was paid very well, and therefore the Turi Yevin, which is obviously a gewaltig sefer, but this is what they say over Reb Chaim. But Al Kaponim, I don't see anyone bring the Shagas Aryeh down La Halacha in this context, but that's the Shagas Aryeh Shita, that a person who wants to carry from Yontif to Shabbos, if you need hoyl, then you cannot, because it only helps on something that is Meshum Eichel Nefesh. Now, let's go to the Ran. The Ran is brought down on Daf Tes, on page 12. It says, Tana Rabbanan. Listen to the Ran. Tana Rabbanan. Yontif Shechol Yoyis Berav Shabbos Ein Ma'arvin Lo Yevit Chumim V'loy Eruvi Chatzeris, from the Sugya. The halacha is, on Shabbos, in order to carry in a chatzer that is sheared by a few families, you need an Erev Chatzeris. In order to walk a certain distance, you need an Erev Tchumen. So the Gemara says, you can't be Ma'arav on Yontif Friday for Shabbos. Not an Erev Tchumen, and not an Erev Chatzeris. Why not? Because creating an Erev Chatzeris is tikkun mana, you're masakin something, and the Gemara uses the lashon it's kinyan shvis on Erev Tchumim, it's an Isser Drabbanan. It's an Isser Drabbanan to create an Erev Chatzeris on Yontif for Shabbos, it's Ke'ein tikkun mana. So the Ran is bothered by a Shaila. What about with an Erev Tavshilin? What's a Shlech with an Erev Tavshilin? Make an Erev Tavshilin, and then you could prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. Says the Ran, the loisharu el erev tavshilin dover shu doyma latikun suda. Erev tavshilin is only helpful on something that is tikun suda. It helps the suda. Kagoyin afiya, ubishol, and I have to add it luke shraga to light a candle at your suda that we say in the nusach. So therefore, the Ran teaches a gavaldig chiddush that the halach of erev tavshilin only helps for tikun suda. Now, if I ask you a shaila, could you carry from Yontif to Shabbos a sefer to Shul and depend on the Erev Tavshilin? I don't need the Shagas Aryeh. I have the Ran, because Erev Tavshilin only helps for Tikkun Suda. You want to light a candle to learn at night. I don't know if people light candles to learn at night anymore, but if you'd like to, your electric went out, you want to light a candle to learn at night. So you light it on Yontif for Shabbos. If you need an Erev Tavshilin, the Erev Tavshilin is not going to help you, because Erev Tavshilin only helps for Tikkun Suda. This is what the Ran says, which obviously we'll see is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, which has a lot of implications, Lamaisa, that you can't do something from Yontif to Shabbos unless it's a Midah D'Achila, then Erev Tavshilin could help. Now, we're going to see Rabbi Kveger in a moment, but before Rabbi Kveger, let's think ourselves. When I make an Erev Chatzeris from Yontif to Shabbos, that Erev Chatzeris cannot be used for Yontif. Number one, Yontif, maybe there's no takon of Erev Chatzeris, because you could carry Litzayrich. And even Shaloi Litzayrich, you can't carry. Maybe there's takon. And furthermore, an Erev Chatzeris can only help if you make it Mitchilas Hayoyim. Can't make an Erev Chatzeris in the middle of Shabbos. So when you're making the Erev Chatzeris from Yontif to Shabbos, that Erev Chatzeris is useless for Yontif. It's only for Shabbos. So from the Ran, it would be Mashma that a person could make a Erev Tavshilin to cook or to do some malacha from Yontif to Shabbos, even though it cannot be used on Yontif. Even though it cannot be used on Yontif. The Ran has a different problem. You can't do that. Why? Because Erev Tavshilin only helps for Midah D'Achila. But if I fashion you a case that I am cooking from Yontif to Shabbos in a Drabonon context, even though it can't be used for Yontif at all, it's Mavur in the Ran that an Erev Tavshilin will help. And I'll tell you a case. Maybe I'll tell you a case, and we'll see if the Olam can't be Ma'arich too much on this case. But I'll tell you the case. The Rishonim say, as I told you before, that you cannot cook late in the day on Yontif for Shabbos, because since there's no Hoyol, you come into a problem that Erev Tavshilin can't be Matar. Erev Tavshilin can only be Matar if you have a Hoyol, right? But if you cook very late in the day, Archim can't come and eat it. It's also to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. What would be the halacha if a person cooks very late in the day, so late that the cooking doesn't transpire on Yontif, but it transpires on Shabbos. Now, most Achrayim say, if you put something on the fire on Shabbos and it cooks Mitzvah Shabbos, you're not over in Issa D'Raisa. Not over in Issa D'Raisa, right? You're not over in Issa D'Raisa if you put something on the fire at the end of Shabbos that it cooks Mitzvah Shabbos, because the Bishul happened Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Chinuch speaks about it. There's a lot of Achrayim, but Kipshuta, you're not over any Issa D'Raisa. You could talk about whether you're over in Issa D'Rabbanan for different reasons, but Al-Kaponin, you're not over in Issa D'Raisa. So really, a person has an easy Yetzer. If he forgot to put the food on the table Yontif timely, and we say he can't put up the chunt because it won't be ready in time for Archim to come, and it won't be ready to say Hoyle, and therefore you can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos, like the Achrayim and Rishayim say, Taisa says in Psachim, but you could put it up very late and make sure the cooking won't take place until Mitzvah Yontif. So you're not over in Issa D'Raisa on, you're not over in Issa D'Raisa on Yontif, and you're not over any Issa Shabbos at all, because you didn't do any Malacha on Shabbos. The only thing, if it is, it's beyond speaking about it now, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan possibly. There's an Issa D'Rabbanan. An Issa D'Rabbanan. Erev Tashin is Mater. Ah, you tell me an Erev Tashin can only Mater an Issa if you could use it for Yontif. It's Mavur and the Ron, it's not true. And Issa D'Raisa and Erev Tashilin can't be Mater unless you could use it for Yontif, because if it's an Issa D'Raisa and Erev Tashilin can't be Mater. But in Issa Rabbanon, we see by Eruv HaChatzeris, the Ron wanted it to be Mater even though it can't be used for Yontif. Why did he want it to be Mater even though it can't be used for Yontif? Because it's only an Issa Rabbanon making Erev HaChatzeris. So we see an Erev Tashilin could be Mater an Issa D'Rabbanon even though it cannot be used for Yontif. L'chur, this would be a shtickle Eitza, not L'maisa, but it will be a shtickle Eitza. It's not L'maisa for a few reasons. One reason is because you never know when Shabbos is going to come. 72 minutes and 40 minutes, you always have a problem. Unless maybe it's in a crock pot, then you'll be sure the cooking won't take place at all until after Shabbos arrives. But I'll go upon him, just something to think about. If that's a little bit of an Eitza from the Achrayim's Taina, what do you do if you didn't cook timely? Since you won't have Hoyel, I'm saying Nishkefeluch L'chur, you can have such an Eitza, Loy L'maisa. Now, Rabbi Kveger, on that Shulchan Aruch, let's see if we have it here. Rabbi Kveger is on page 13. You look in Beis, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Yontif Shechol Yos Berev Shabbos, Ein Marvin, Lerev Chatzeis, Lerev Tchumim, Va'afilu Im Hiniach Erev Tavshilin. Even if you put an Erev Tavshilin, you can't make an Erev Chatzeris. Says the Magen Avraham, the Erev Tavshilin Ein Mater Elo Tzarchei Suda. Who is at the run? An Erev Tavshilin can't help only for Tzarchei Suda, not for other type of Tzrachim. Says Rabbi Kveger at the bottom, I could give another reason. The Erev Chatzeris Einu Mater Rak Mada Mutter B'Yontif. An Erev Tchumim, rather, can only be Mater, something that's Mutter B'Yontif. Lasais L'Tzarech Atzmai Mutter Lasais L'Tzarech Shabbos. Something you could do for Yontif, an Erev Tavshilin could allow you to do it for Shabbos. V'gam Efshir Shiyel L'Tzarech Yontif Im Yikul Arachim. And also there's the theoretical possibility it's L'Tzarech Yontif if guests will come. But an Erev Tavshilin, that an Erev Chatzeris that cannot be used for Yontif at all. Why? The Erev Chatzeris lehefter Yontif tzarech liyais kaidim Yontif. An Erev Chatzeris, like I mentioned before, in order to help for Yontif, if it helps, has to be before Yontif. V'gam hamaisa de Erev avadi ein letzarech hayoim. The lo yateltu biyoymai kiven lo yhoyim erev kaidim. In order for an erev chatzeris to be matar a day, it has to be at the beginning of the day. You can't make it in the middle of the day. B'gai gavna devadi letzarech shabbosu ein erev tavshilin matar. An erev tavshilin is not matar. So, therefore, Rabbi Kveger seems to taina this taina. The truth is he has a raya. I don't want to go into the raya. It's in front of you because we're going to get off into a tangent. But we could say, Rabbi Kveger meant to say, you could only have the Erev Tavshilin be Mater if you have a hoyel. You could only have the Erev Tavshilin be Mater if you have a hoyel. See, Taina's on the run. What does the Ron have to say, the reason why you can't make an Erev Tavshilin, to allow you to make an Erev Chatzeris from Yontif to Shabbos, because it's not Midin Achila? I have another reason. An Erev Tavshilin cannot be Mater if it's not possible to use for Yontif. something which is possible to use for Yontif because of Hayol, even though you did it for Shabbos, but it could be used for Yontif, then an Erev Tavshilin helps. But without Hayol, you're not going to have the Erev Tavshilin. So Rabbi Kveger says he would have said a different reason. Presumably Rabbi Kveger liked his reason, but he's going to defer to the Ran in Halacha Lamaisa. But in any event, this is Rabbi Kveger's Tainim. Rabbi Kveger brings a Raya. Look at the Raya yourself. You'll see maybe he meant something a little different. But Uncle Ponim, there's another Rikvega that seems to be mashma the way I'm saying. That the reason why I can make an Erev Tavshilin from Yontif to Shabbos is only because it could be used for Yontif. If it can't be used for Yontif, there's no possibility of an Erev Tavshilin be mater. And he has a shikul tain on the Ran. The Ran learned differently. The Ran learned that the reason why I don't make an Erev Tavshilin from Erev Chatzeres from Yontif to Shabbos is because it's not mita dachil. Now, there's another Rabbi Kveger. Let's turn the page. No, we don't have to turn the page. Let's look on the same page we have over here, on page 13. And on the bottom of the Magen Avraham, look at the bottom of the Magen Avraham. The Gamba Maril Oyser Lachapi Sefer Torah Meshabbos LeYontif Meshum Hachon. Let's say Yontif's on Sunday, and you want to mish up the Sefer Torah to allow you to read it on Yontif in the right place. You can't do that. That's Hachana. It's an Isser to be Matriach from Shabbos to Yontif. So on that, the Rabbi Kveger at the bottom says, Mashma mil Yontif l'Shabbos mutar ayde Erev Tavshilin. So Rabbi Kveger wants to say, but if Yontif is Friday, and the Gabbai wants to mish up the Sefer Torah to have it in the right place when Shabbos will come, that you're allowed to do. Because Yontif, you could prepare for Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin. V'ayin Magen Avraham b'shem Haran, that he says over, and look what I said in the Gilyan, meaning to say the Ran that says only mita d'achil Erev Tavshilin helps. And my reason is that you could do anything, even though it's not mita d'achil, as long as it could be used for Yontif. According to my reason, you could mish the Sefer Torah from Yontif to Shabbos. Why? Because you have a heter of hoyl. Because if I take Yontif and I mish it up to Shabbos to Kriya, maybe someone will come. He wants to read the Sefer Torah, the Shabbos to Kassedra. Then how could you mish a Sefer Torah from Yontif to Shabbos? It's not Tzarchei Suda. So Rabbi Kveger here, even though he defers to the Ran, I assume Halach L'maisa, but he likes the Svar very much. And he says, if you want to be Machapis and be Goyal a Sefer Torah from Yontif to Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilin, you cannot do it according to the Ran. Because it's not Midat Achila. It's learning. But if you say my reason, that there's no problem of using something that's not Midi Achil, Erev Tavshilin helps on everything. But the reason why I can't make an Erev Chatzer is because it can't be used for Yontif. I could use a Sefer Torah for Yontif. I miss the Sefer Torah on Yontif for Shabbos, and I have the Shabbos to Kaparsha and the Sefer Torah. Maybe I want to learn the Shabbos to Kaparsha in the Sefer Torah. I'll take out the Sefer Torah and I'll use it on Yontif. So since it could be used for Yontif, an Erev Tavshilin could help. Now, the Rabbi Kveger says, look what I said in Shin Beis in the Magen Avraham. So let's turn the page, and we'll look what he says in Shin Beis in the Magen Avraham. We have a halacha over here, whether you could fold kalim on Shabbos, l'tzarech Shabbos. It's shilas, could you fold things, could you make beds? So the Magen Avraham writes, if you look in the Magen Avraham on the side, Matzin Hamitas Milel Shabbos L'Shabbos, you could make your beds from Lel Shabbos to Shabbos, but you can't do it from Shabbos to Moitzoy Shabbos. That's this Magen Avraham over here on the side. You can make your bed from Shabbos to Shabbos, so it will look nice, but you can't make your bed from Shabbos to Moitzoy Shabbos, because it's Hachon, it's Tirch Loyal Tzarech. It can't be Matriach on Shabbos from Moitzoy Shabbos. Says Rabbi Kveger on the Magen Avraham Sifkot and Vav, Ein Metzin Amitas M'Shabbos L'Moitzoy Shabbos. But if Moitzoy Shabbos is Yontif, also you can't do it. Afi Moitzoy Shabbos Yontif. But what about from Yontif to Shabbos? Let's say on Friday is Yontif, and you'd like to make your beds and straighten up the house for Shabbos, could you do it? Could you be matriach on Yontif for Shabbos? He says you could do it. Af shloi hiniach erev tafshilin. Why? Because Rabbi Shmuel holds that you can make a bed from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, even though Shabbos is kedushas lechamura. Avoloi meshabbos liyom kippur, but you can't make a bed from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Why? Because from Yom Kippur to Shabbos you can make a bed because Shabbos is kedushas lechamura. But you can't make a bed from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Why? Because Shabbos is Kedusha Chamura. In other words, you can make a bed from Kedusha Kala to a Kedusha Chamura. And he holds Chelvei Shabbos Nikravim v'Yom Kippur. That's an indication that Shabbos is more Chomer. Rabbi Akiva holds they're both equal, and Chelvei Shabbos can't be Nikrav on Yom Kippur. But Vaistachais, he holds, because of that, you can't make a bed from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. But Shabbos is definitely more chomer than Yom Kippur, because Chelvei Shabbos is nikrav in Yom Kippur. You definitely could learn out that you make a bed from Yontif to Shabbos. What is he saying? The halacha is the machlokes in the Mishnah. Could you make your bed from Yontif to from Yom Kippur to Shabbos? It depends on, do you view Shabbos as kedusha chamura or is Shabbos not kedusha chamura? Says Rabbi Kiveger, the whole machlokes in the Mishnah is from Yontif, from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. Shabbos to Yom Kippur, you cannot. Yom Kippur to Shabbos depends that you say Yom Kippur is Kedusha Kala in relation to Shabbos. But from Yontif to Shabbos, surely Yontif is Kedushasai Kala. So there's no problem to make a bed, to be matriach, to fix up a house from Yontif to Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kedusha Chamura and Yontif is Kedusha Kala. That's Rabbi Kiveger's point. So you can make a bed from Yontif to Shabbos. So comes along Rabbi Kiveger and says, based upon what I'm saying, look at the last line. You don't need an Erev Tavshilin, just like it's mutter for Yom Kippur to Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. So Rabbi Kiveger paskins for us, after the other two Rabbi Kivegers, that I can make a bed from Yontif to Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kedusha Chamura. And just like I can make a bed from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, according to one of the Tanoim, and that's without an Erev Tavshilin, I can make a bed from Yontif to Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. He brings down the Marshal, says you need an Erev Tavshilin. Chavetz Chaim quotes these Achrayinim. He says the Marshal says you need an Erev Tavshilin. Rabbi Kiveger says you don't need an Erev Tavshilin. So according to Rabbi Kiveger, you could fix up your house, you could set the table, you could do everything on Yontif for Shabbos, and you don't need an Erev Tavshilin, even though when you're fixing up your den, it's not midi the achila. Now there's two points which we have to come answer. And let's listen carefully. This is the two points of Chiddush. What? Right, but it's also to do it, period. Right. Yeah, 100%. We'll talk about that. Now, there's two questions over here. How do you answer Rabbi Kiveger's taina that from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, you don't need an Erev Tavshilin? So why not from Yontif to Shabbos? Why Yontif to Shabbos do you need an Erev Tavshilin? And more importantly, I found this ha'ar in the Das Torah. We paskin an Erev Tavshilin only helps for midat achila. Making a bed is not midat achila. So how could the Chofetz Chaim paskin in Hilchas Erev Tavshilin that an Erev Tavshilin only helps for midat achila and an Erev Chatzeres can't be used with an Erev Tavshilin? We paskin an Erev Tavshilin only helps for midat achila. And more difficult to understand is, who is the one who says you need an Erev Tavshilin when you make your bed? The Marshal. Who's the one who says that the Ron Sheet is correct, lahalacha, that you can't make an Erev Tavshilin when you're making an Erev Chatzeres from Yontif to Shabbos? The Marshal. And he says the reason is because Erev Tavshilin only helps Amidi the Achila. So how could the Marshal say you need an Erev Tavshilin when you make your bed for Yontif to Shabbos? An Erev Tavshilin doesn't help only by Amidi the Achila. Chofetz Chaim is matik. All the Achrayim are matik, both Sheetas. In Hilchas Shabbos they say an Erev Tavshilin you need from making the bed from Yontif to Shabbos. And when it comes to Hilchas Yontif, they say an Erev Tavshilin only helps by Amidi the Achila. It doesn't help by something that's not Amidi the Achila. What's the pshat? I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. And it makes a big enough gemin aloch l'maisa taking all these shitas together. First of all, let's address Rabbi Kiveger's question on the Marshal. Rabbi Kiveger says you can make an Erev Tavshilin, you don't need an Erev Tavshilin to make your bed, just like Yontif to Shabbos. L'chur, the Shaila is, l'chur, not a Shaila, Why can't I cook from Yontif to Shabbos? The Gemara in Bay says, forget about the Murim Pesachim for a while. Why can't I cook from Yontif to Shabbos? There's no reason why I can't. The Gemara says that the Takon of Erev Tavshilin was the Iser, because it wants to teach us that you can cook from Yontif to Shabbos. People will learn I can't cook from Yontif to Chol. But Be'etzim, the Gemara in Bay is Mashma, there's no problem in cooking from Yontif to Shabbos. The Gemara says, what do I need an Erev Tavshilin for? The Gemara says, I need an Erev Tavshilin to teach me I can't cook from Yontif to Chol. So Erev Tavshilin is really a Takona that created an Iser with the Heter. The Isser is to teach me that I can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos, Kal v'chomer Yontif to Chol, and Erev Tavshilin is mater that Isser. So it's true that there's no Isser to be matriach from Kedusha Kal or Kedusha Chamura. Therefore, I can make a bed from Yom Kippur to Shabbos according to those Tanoim. But when it comes Yontif to Shabbos, there was a takonet chazal asserd that you can't do something for Shabbos, even though min adin it's mutter, to teach us you can't do it for chol. So therefore the mashal says very simply, how could you make your bed from Yontif to Shabbos? I have a taina, kedusha kawa is mutter to do for kedusha chamur like Yom Kippur to Shabbos, but there's a takana that you can't do from Yontif to Shabbos to teach us you can't do it from Yontif to Chol. So just like I can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos to teach me I can't cook from Yontif to Chol, so too I can't make a bed from Yontif to Shabbos to teach me I can't do it from Yontif to Chol. Look where it's Pashup Shat. So therefore the Mashal said, I need an Erev Tavshilin. Min Asvara Avada Kedusha Kala could prepare for Kedusha Chamura. That's Yom Kippur to Shabbos where there was no takana of Erev Tavshilin. But when Chazal were Masakin, the Takon of Erev Tavshilin, they created a new Isser. I can't cook from Yontif to Shabbos in order to teach me I can't do it Yontif to Chol. I can't make a bed from Yontif to Shabbos in order to teach me I can't make it from Yontif to Chol. Look, it's Pashup Shat. Therefore, the Mashal said, I need an Erev Tavshilin. Very good. I can't hear. We'll talk about that. Talk about that right now. The other shaila we had, we're trying to answer. But an Erev Tavshilin doesn't help only for midi de achila. So how could all the achrayim say it only helps for midi de achila, and then when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos, they forget about Hilchas Yontif, and you make an Erev Tavshilin to make the bet. I think also the pshat in this is like as follows. There's really a big kasha. Big kasha. It bothered me for a time until I found this. Big kasha is asked by big people. How could you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? The Gemara says you should, and to teach us you couldn't cook from Yontif to Chol. Without that Isser, because it should teach us you couldn't cook from Yontif to Chol, it should be Isser anyway. We don't depend on Chol. We don't depend on Chol. You can't cook from Yontif to Chol, so why could you cook for Shabbos? We don't depend on Chol. Midoraisa, we depend on Chol. Midorabanan, we don't depend on Chol. If you want to tell me Erev Tavshilin is Mater, that you could cook from Yontif to Shabbos and you could depend on Chol, let the Gemara in Beis say you need an Erev Tavshilin in order to be Mater cooking from Yontif to Shabbos because we don't depend on Chol. Chol understands the Shaila. Yontif to Chol, you can't cook, right? Why can't you cook from Yontif to Chol? You have Chol. Because with Rabbanu, we don't depend on Chol. So why could you cook for Yontif to Shabbos? Maybe you'll tell me the Erev Tavshilin is Mater, the Isser of depending on Chol. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says the reason why you need an Erev Tavshilin is for a different reason. It teaches that you can't cook from Yontif to Chol. This kasha is the Baal Amar's kasha. Says the Baal Amar, you're right. It's a Rizig Yishayla. But the reason why you could cook from Yontif to Shabbos, Mishum Shasat Chak, and the Pnei Yeshua is Masbrit, which is simple pshat, that Mishum Kovet Shabbos will depend on Chol. There's no reason to have an Erev Tavshilin. You can't depend on Chol when you cook from Yontif to Chol, but you could depend on Chol when you cook on Yontif to Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin. Because Mishum Kovet Shabbos, Chazal would be Makel and allow you to cook from Yontif to Shabbos even without an Erev Tavshilin. The Magen Avraham in the beginning of Hilchas Erev Tavshilin brings down the Baal Amar. So it comes out, you can't tell me you need an Erev Tavshilin because we don't depend on Chol. Kovet Shabbos would be Matar that. And let me be moisif. Let's say you do an Isser Drabonon that you can't say Chol on. You create something on Yontif that's also a Drabonon for Shabbos and you have no Chol. You tochen, it will be Mutter Mishum Kovet Shabbos also. Mishum Kovet Shabbos, Chazal allowed you to do something on Yontif for Shabbos as long as it's not also a Midoraisa. Either you don't have Chol, or it's only an Isser Drabonon. So let's go a step further. So those two yesaitis we have to understand. Number one, cooking from Yontif to Shabbos is a created iser to teach you you shouldn't cook from Yontif to Chol. Matriach from Yontif to Shabbos is an iser which was created to teach you you shouldn't be matriach from Yontif to Chol. And now we have another halacha, that even before Erev Tavshilin, we have to address how could you cook from Yontif to Shabbos? It's also midrabban, a teres mishum kovet Shabbos will be makel, and it's different than Yontif to Chol. So let's just cheshbon, then everything is answered kamin chaymer. If I ask you a shaila, could I cook from Yontif to Shabbos? So you have to start thinking, before Erev Tavshilin, am I allowed to depend on Hoyol? The answer is yes, mishum kovet Shabbos. I have to ask myself another question. Let's say it's only an Issur Rabbanan, you don't say Hoyol. Can I cook from Yontif to Shabbos? Could I do an Issur Rabbanan on Yontif for Shabbos? The answer is yes. For Kovet Shabbos, you could do it. Okay, now I see I could cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Now I'm asking myself another question. Do I need an Erev Tavshilin? Of course, the teacher says you can't cook from Yontif to Hoyol. Comes along in the Ran, and the Ran says, on the first question, could a person cook from Yontif to Shabbos and depend on Hoyol or depend on Kovet Shabbos? That's only a midah d'achila. Where's the Kovet Shabbos, the Iker Kovet Shabbos? For things that you eat. So therefore, the Ran says, on something that you eat, you could depend on Erev Tavshilin. Why? Because if it's not something that you eat, it's not that the Erev Tavshilin is not chal. It's also because we don't depend on Hoyol, or it's also because you're doing an Issur D'Rabbanan for Yontif to Shabbos. So says the Ran, it has to be first Kovet Shabbos. Once it's Kovet Shabbos, it allows you to do an Issur D'Rabbanan from Yontif to Shabbos. And once it's Kovet Shabbos, it allows you to depend on Hoyol. After we decide that I have a din of Kovet Shabbos, which allows me to do the Malacha, you need the Erev Tavshilin to teach me I shouldn't do it from Yontif to Chol. So it comes out, it's not Erev Tavshilin doesn't work for something that's Midah D'Achila, Kovet Shabbos needs Midah D'Achila. That's as far as Hilchas Yontif goes. Now we go back to Hilchas Shabbos. When I'm making a bed from Yontif to Shabbos, what question do I have? I have no question short of the Erev Tavshilin, because there's no Isser to work from Yontif to Shabbos. That's Kedusha Kal, Kedusha Chamura. So therefore, I don't have to have Kovet Shabbos to be Mater, even though it's not a Midah D'Achila, a Kedusha Kala could help a Kedusha Chomer, could be done for a Kedusha Chomer. The only thing is, I need an Erev Tavshilin to teach me I can't do for Yontif to Chol. Therefore, the Paiskim say very correctly that Erev Tavshilin helps me to make a bed from Yontif to Shabbos. In other words, in short, I hope Dale is following the final Vard over here. In short, Erev Tavshilin could be Matar something that's not a Midah D'Achila. That's for sure. But Erev Tavshilin is not Matar us to depend on Hoyol, and Erev Tavshilin is not the Matar to do an Issur D'Rabbanan from Yontif to Shabbos. Kovet Shabbos is Matar, like the Baal Amar says. That is only Midah D'Achila. Kovet Shabbos is the Iker by Midah D'Achila. So therefore, once I have Kovet Shabbos being Matar it, then the Erev Tavshilin takes over. Says the Ran, Kovet Shabbos is only Midah D'Achila. But when it comes to making the bed from Yontif to Shabbos, I don't need Kovet Shabbos to be Matar anything. That's Mutar Min Adin, like Rabbi Kivager brought down from the Mishnah in Shabbos. That's Mutar Min Adin. I only need the Erev Tavshilin to teach me I shouldn't do it from Yontif to Shabbos, Kol Shekein from Yontif to Chol. That already helps, even though it's not a Midah D'Achila. Okay, if anyone has a Shaila, you can ask afterwards.